That was Dino Saluzzi with his Cultrum record, which we hear fairly often from time to time on the station. Hi, everybody. My name is Bob Claster, and it is my pleasure once again to fill in for Roger Steffens on The Sound of the 60s. So without any further ado, let's go forward into the past and back to the music of the 1960s.
Let it fade away. You don't have to be alone to feel alone. You can have someone and still be alone. Love is so much deeper when you let the fever burn. And there's a strong possibility that we might often fail to see the better side of life. Frozen dreams of lighter things is all we have to share. Loneliness will capture you in moments of despair. And look forevermore. And there's a strong possibility that we might often fail to see the better side of life. You don't have to be alone, feel alone. You can have someone and still be alone. Everything there's a strong possibility that we might often fail to see the better side of life. You don't have to be alone to feel alone. You can have someone and still be alone.
Let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a one-boy cuddly toy, my up, my down, my pride and joy. People, let me tell you about him, he's so much fun. Whether we're talking man to man or whether we're talking sun to sun, 'cause he's my best friend. Yeah, he's my best friend.
Children.
That's Harry Nilsson with a very rare 45 called Down to the Valley. I think it's one of the best things he ever did, and it has always amazed me that that record was not a major, major hit. It also has one of the funniest flip sides ever made, but I don't think there'll be time to hear that today. Let's see. We started off with Simon and Garfunkel's Baby Driver, then two songs from a wonderful group called McGinnis Flint, Dream Darling Dream and When I'm Dead and Gone. Terrific to hear a section with just mandolins and kazoos. Just wonderful. Better Side of Life by Emmett Rhodes. Emmett, if you're out there, give me a call. The guy's apparently still around. Made three terrific albums. Lives in Hawthorne, I think. The Courtship of Eddie's Father by Harry Nilsson, one of the better TV theme songs. We'll be hearing some more TV theme songs because there's a nice new record out with a volume 2 of the television's greatest hits, which was a surprise hit about a year ago, with 65 more TV themes from the 50s and 60s. So just to recapture sort of the spirit of the times, we'll pepper what we're doing with some of those. Let's move on with some Procol Harum.
Conquistador, your stallion stands of company, and like some angel's haloed brow, you reek of purity. I see your armor-plated breast has long since lost its sheen, and in your death mask face there are no signs which can be seen. Silver sheen, and in your rusty scabbard now the sand has taken seed, and though your jewel encrusted blade has not been plundered, still the sea has washed across your face and taken of its fill. Pay my respect, though I came to jeer at you, I leave now with regret. And as the gloom begins to fall, I see there is no, only all. Though you came with soul held high, you did not conquer, only die. Thank you. after I'm damaged. You can put back my heart and hold. Oh, mama, I'm crying tears of relief when my pulse is now under control.
Molly made a stew that'll make an old girl out of you. Oh, so follow me, it's good for you. That good old fashioned Mary candy coup. Yeah.
I lived with the decent folks in the hills of old Vermont, where what you do all day depends on what you want. And I took up with a woman there, though I was still a kid, and I smile like the sun to think of the loving that we did. She rose each morning and went to work, and she kept me with her pay. I was making love all night and playing guitar all day, and I got me apple cider and homemade bread to make a man say grace, and clean linens on my bed, and a warm feed fireplace. Yakky lady so good to me, yakky lady just a memory. Yakky lady so good to me, that's enough for me. An autumn walk on a country road, and a million flaming trees. southward bound. Oh, Jesse, I am so afraid to lose the love that we've found. Yankee lady, so good to me. Yankee lady, just a memory. Yankee lady, so good to me. Your memory, that's enough for me. I don't know what called to me, but I know that I had to go. And I left that Vermont town with a lift to Mexico. And now when I see myself as a stranger by my birth, the Yankee lady's memory reminds me of my word. Yankee lady's so good to me. Yankee lady, just a memory. Yankee lady's so good to me. Your memory, that's enough for me.
Time has come, I will sing you this sad goodbye song. When I was 17, I used to know you. Well, I haven't seen you now since many is the short year. And the last time I seen you said you joined the Church of Jesus. But me, I remember your long red hair falling in our faces as I kissed you. Well, I want you to know we just had to grow. I want you to know I just had to go. And you're probably married now. House and car and all, and you turned into a grown-up female stranger. And if I was lying near you now, I wouldn't be here at all. Well, we're parted so hard. Me rushing round Britain with a guitar, making love to people that I didn't even like to see. Well, I would think of you, yes, I mean in the sick, sad morning and in the lonely midnight. Try to hold your face before me. Well, I want you to know I just had to go. Want you to know we just had to grow. And you're probably married now. Kids and all. And you turned into a grown-up female stranger. And if I was lying near you now, I'd just have to fall. Well, I never slept with you, though we must have made love a thousand times. For we were just young, didn't have no place to go. But in the wide hills and beside many a long water, you have gathered flowers and they do not smell for me. Well, I want you to know I just had to go. I want you to know we just had to grow. So it's goodbye, first love, and I hope you're fine. Well, I have a sweet woman, maybe someday to have babies by me. She is pretty, she's a true friend of mine.
The Beach Boys with Wonderful. And well, let's start from the beginning. Procol Harum with Conquistador from their first album. That may be the very first time you've ever heard that in actual mono rather than the reprocessed garbage that they put it out in this country in. Dear Doctor from the Rolling Stones' Beggar's Banquet. It is awfully strange to be doing a 60s show and playing CDs, but that's what I did with that one and with the cream cut that I played later. Obviously, Medicated Goo was not a CD. Sorry about the scratches, but that's a beat-up old 45. Medicated Goo by Traffic. Strange Brew by Cream. We Can Talk by, of course, The Band. That was, I believe, a Richard Manuel tune, the late Richard Manuel. Very sad story there. Yankee Lady by Jesse Winchester. That was an interesting record. At the time that was made, Jesse Winchester was an expatriate and couldn't come to this country to promote the record, or couldn't come to this country for any reason whatsoever, and was produced in Canada by Robbie Robertson of The Band. And then First Girl I Loved by the Incredible String Band. And we ended up that set with Wonderful by the Beach Boys. A few things to mention to you of interest before we get on with the music. Roger Steffens would like me to pass on to you the information that a film made by some friends of his is opening up at the Fox International Theater in Venice, California. It's entitled Vacation Nicaragua, and it apparently is very fascinating. At least it sounded so, as Roger described it to me. And it follows a bunch of Americans on vacation in Nicaragua and contrasts that with what's going on down there. And the music in the film is supposed to be quite wonderful. In addition to, I guess, some native music from down there, it also has quite a hip pop soundtrack. So that will be opening tonight for a week at the Fox International. And the other thing is something of my own. I don't generally like to plug my own things too extensively, but it actually isn't for myself that I'm plugging this. But I did a wonderful interview with John Cleese, who was absolutely adorable, on my Funny Stuff show. And the second half of it will air this Tuesday night at 7. And he was just so good that I don't think you might want to miss. I don't think you want to miss that. That'll be on next Tuesday night at 7. So that just about concludes the commercials, the plugs. So let's get on with the music with The Left Bank.
Trying to be so quiet, we'll sit here stranded, though we're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. just Louise and her lover so entwined. And these visions of Johanna that conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain, and the all-night girls, the whisper of escapades out on the D-train. We can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them, it's insane. Louise, she's alright, she's just near. She's delicate and seems like the mirror, but she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face, where these visions of Johanna have not taken my place. Yeah, little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. Breaks of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of a farewell kiss to me. He sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they'd kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museums, infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues, you can tell by the way she smiles. Primitive wallflower freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Oh, jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule. But these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him, saying, name me someone that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him.
But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man, if she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once it flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, everything's been returned which was owed. On the back of the fish truck that loads, while my conscience explodes. Oh, harmonic is play, the skeleton keys and the ray. And these visions of Johanna are now all that remain.
And that's going to just about wrap up the time we have for this episode, this edition of Sound of... It's not an episode, it is an edition of Sound of the 60s. Again, as always, my thanks to Roger Steffens. I have more fun doing this show than anything else I do at this station, I must say. It is great, great fun. All we heard during the set was Desiree and Visions of Johanna by Bob Dylan, of course. Desiree was by the Left Banks and was a wonderful, wonderful 45, which never made it, but is, I think, the best thing they ever did in their brief but exciting career. And this we're going out on is Girl from the Middle Valley by Nicky Hopkins, who played the piano with Jeff Beck. And that's going to just about wrap it up for me. My name is Bob Claster, and I thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to Roger Steffens on the Reggae Beat this Sunday, and to tune into my interview with John Cleese, the second part of it, which will air next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And that's it for now. I turn you back over to Mitchell Harding.
This is KCRW, Santa Monica, National Public Radio serving Los Angeles and Orange Counties at 89.9 FM and Ventura at 89.1. KCRW is a community service of Santa Monica College. In just a moment, KCRW Playhouse and our Everyday Playhouse presentation, the third episode of Night Runners of Bengal.